A hunger strike by inmates at the notorious U.S. detention camp in Guantanamo Bay has now entered its 41st day. Fears are growing about the health of hunger strikers, with some of them said to be in critical condition. In this report, we're going to take a look at what triggered the inmates to refuse food and how the U.S. government presses on with its rights violations at the detention facility, despite widespread criticism.
The Guantanamo Bay Prison is a detention and interrogation facility of the United States military. It's located within the Guantanamo Naval Base in Cuba. The notorious facility currently holds over 160 prisoners who were detained as part of America's so-called war on terror in a few countries, including Afghanistan and Iraq. Torture, abuses, and the lack of proper legal proceedings for the detainees have long been criticized by human rights groups and law experts. Detainees who have been released from the camp have given horrifying accounts of torture, such as electroshocks and waterboarding. Ex-detainees say they have seen some 9 to 12-year-old kids in Guantanamo beaten up by prison guards, and several prisoners have taken their own lives over the past years. On February 6th, over half of Guantanamo Bay prisoners reportedly launched a hunger strike, and the protest continues to this day. U.S. officials are putting the number of hunger strikers at 14. According to their lawyers, the men are refusing to eat in protest against the confiscation of personal items, such as photographs and mails, as well as the guards' rough handling of their copies of the Holy Quran. Legal advocacy groups say they have received reports of detainees coughing up blood and losing consciousness due to the hunger strike.
Perhaps more than 100 of the prisoners at Guantanamo are now on a hunger strike that is surely threatening the very lives of some of the prisoners there. We have a concrete record that six prisoners during the recent years have committed suicide at this horrible medieval prison.
President Barack Obama began his first term by announcing his intention to close the detention center. Now 2 months into his second term, things are getting even worse for the Gitmo inmates. Some observers say the American public has been kept in dark about rights violations at Guantanamo.
Here in the United States, it's very, very difficult to get accurate information. We live within a sort of bubble that I call the reality distortion zone. The corporate media doesn't provide accurate or timely information. The corporate media here is not covering the hunger strike in any detail.
The United Nations recently issued a statement protesting that the U.S. is violating international human rights laws by holding detainees indefinitely and without charge. The condemnations, however, do not seem to be doing much to change Washington's policy.
Well, to discuss that a bit further, now joining Mr. Kamil Wesney, who is a political analyst who's joining us live now from Beirut. Mr. Wesney, thanks a lot for joining us now. You know, how much of a nightmare is this, or is this hunger strike turning into for the U.S. government, especially when it comes to, obviously, Obama's promise to even close down Guantanamo?
Well, obviously, the American is turning the deaf ear for this issue because it has been violating international law and international human rights when it comes to these prisoners. Obama administration, on the first day of his first term, he actually promised the American people and promised the world he will close this Guantanamo Bay prisons, and he promised that he will deal with the detainee and he will give him a due process. Obviously, in the past 40 days, it has been a headache because there's a blatant violation of every international human rights aspect, because these people, even if they detainee or prisoner or whatever you want to call them, they should have a right, and they should have the right to have a lawyer or due process, a trial, and to know their future and their time that they should be serving if that is a prison. But ultimately, what is happening here, you find out that 80 people out of those detainees been clear to be released, but so far, because the State Department closed that office that allow them to negotiate their release to a third country or to their home country, and so far, these detainees been in limbo, and that's not justice when it comes to these detainees, regardless what was they're accused of.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Kamil Wesney speaking to us live from Beirut.